Before we begin our special services session this evening with Brother Tim Krupa from Portland, Oregon, we have a few announcements. I think you'll be happy to hear them. First of all, starting tomorrow, both dining rooms will be open. The upper and lower Baldwin will be open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner starting tomorrow. All right, here's the second one. We have, there will be an illustrated report on a work in Japan and Nigeria tonight at 8:45 p.m. It'll be presented in the auditorium of the Science Building, and it will take about an hour of presentation. So you're all welcome to go to the Science Building at 8:45 p.m. to see the illustrated report of Japan and Nigeria tonight. And something that you can add is this: there will be an ice cream social. It'll be open at 8:30, and it'll also be open after the last session of the Nigeria and the Japanese report also. So you're all welcome to join the ice cream social. Tonight we have a special presentation by Brother Tim Krupa from Portland, Oregon. It is a special services based on Blessed Be the Tie That Binds. Brother Tim, please.
The tie that binds us in Christian love is indeed blessed. But I don't think that's strong enough. It should be the most blessed tie that we can experience here on this earth, is the tie that binds us together in Christian love. We know that the Apostle John told us that it is our love for each other as Christians that will ultimately distinguish us from the world and thereby make us faithful to our vows of consecration. We also know that our Lord said in the Gospel of John that he did not consider us any longer servants, but he said, "I consider you my friends." So we have these concepts of Christian love, Christian friendship. And we have at this convention a very unusual, a very pleasant, a very blessed opportunity of having some visitors, some of our Christian brethren from far away. The intent and the objective of this service this evening was to experience a coming to closer, coming together of the American brethren and our visitors from overseas. You know, most of the time it goes like this. At the beginning of the convention, we say our hellos, and as time goes on, we start to break down some of the barriers of fellowship and some of our shyness, and we eventually get around to more and more of our friends. And as the convention is coming to a close, we are finally in high fellowship gear. And then we say something like, "Oh, I wished we had more time. You know, I didn't even get around and say hello to the brethren from so-and-so." So perhaps the chief objective of our service this evening is to try to get you this evening to attain a mid-convention fellowship peak. We're going to try to put you into Wednesday as far as fellowship goes. And here it's only Saturday evening. It's particularly important for our visitors from far away. We would like to introduce you to them and get you familiar with them tonight, so that through the rest of the week, their visit here can be one of the special events of this 1987 convention, not only for them, but for you. It's an opportunity to experience in reality part of the intent of our prayers, which I think each one of us express each day, where we say, we pray for our brethren the world over. Tonight, we have some of our brethren here from the world over. England, France, Germany, Poland. This, I hope, will be a very active meeting. When I thought about the session, I thought, we can't have them up here on the stage. That would be removed. I'm going to come down into the audience and talk to them out there. Some of you here will have to turn around. We hope that's not inconvenient. I hope you take a few notes. I hope at least you write down their names. If you don't know all their names, I hope you take down the names. And anything else you need to do to help you break down those barriers of shyness and so that you can really get into the fellowship. I can guarantee you that the program is totally unrehearsed, and I can also guarantee you that I am very nervous at this point.
Who is mon frère Jacques? Jacques, come here. I'm going to start with Jacques because he's my friend. Jacques, stand up. This is my friend Jacques Kowalczyk. How was my pronunciation on that? Correct me. Go ahead.
Not too bad.
Okay, how should we say it?
Kowalczyk.
Kowalczyk. Okay. Where are you from?
From France.
What part?
East part of France.
What's the region called?
Alsace.
Alsace.
Near the German and the Swiss border.
Okay, so eastern France, kind of central France, German border. When did I meet you? First?
At an international convention.
And what were you doing?
Playing accordion.
Yes, of course. Jacques is the Bible student's most famous accordion player. Jacques can attach his accordion to several boxes and make it sound like the organ from the cathedral in Cologne. The time before last I saw you was at the convention in Metz, France, which is also eastern France. And there were a couple things in that convention that I think you and I will never forget. Tell me about it.
Last time in Metz?
Metz, a year, not...
The general convention?
No, Metz, a year ago.
Oh, I don't...
You can tell this is unrehearsed.
Yes. Yes, it was the day of my immersion.
And I remember that someone died from your class.
Yes, it was the older sister from our class. She was around 90.
I remember the one of the brothers who was introducing the baptismal speaker. Apparently, everyone was quite close to her in the class. They felt her loss. Was Sister Skarbek?
Yes, she was Sister Drost, of a very near family from Sister Skarbek.
And there were still a lot of teary eyes at the convention because she had died just
2 days before.
2 days before the convention. And who, Jacques or me? Oh, it's my fault with this microphone. I'd be happy to hold the microphone farther away if you'll turn it up. That's better. The brother said that the Lord had taken the sister home, but at the same time, the Lord gave them a new brother, and that was Jacques. And everyone who knew Jacques realized that he had been brought up in the truth, and so it wasn't a surprise, but it was a joy when it was announced that he would be immersed. Tell me a little bit about your family in the truth.
I was raised in the truth. My parents are French. They born in France. My grandparents came from Poland around 1930. And they got the truth in France, but in the Polish language. So my parents were raised in the truth too.
And what class do you attend?
I attend the class of Staffelfelden, which is in our village.
And in the area, there are how many ecclesias?
In the area, there are two main ecclesias, Bolvillers and Staffelfelden.
You notice I let him pronounce all the French names. So we know a few people from the Bolvillers class. Daniel Mlinek, that's his home class. Brother Liberda, Jean Liberda.
Brother Jean Liberda.
And there are, what, about 30 in that class?
There are around 30 consecrated, yes.
And they hold their meetings in French. Is that right?
No. The meetings are bilingual, okay. French and Polish.
And then your class in Staffelfelden, is it Polish and French also?
It's Polish and French also.
Okay. And then sometimes you get together.
Yes. Twice a month we have meetings together, and it's like mini conventions with around 60 people, 50 people.
So in some respects, that's the largest ecclesia in France. Even when they're separated, they are still like two of the largest ecclesias in France. Have you been here to the States before?
No, it's the first time in the States.
And where have you been visiting?
Portland.
Ah, very good. Did everybody hear that?
That's a good friend of mine. That's right. And Portland, Los Angeles, the West Coast, and we crossed the country, and we visited some national parks, and we saw brethren in Denver, in Omaha, in Chicago, and here we are.
Okay. It's a pleasure to have you here. How about your sister? Your sister's at the convention.
Yes, she's at the convention too.
Where is she? She's exhausted.
She's exhausted, yes.
Yeah. So Patricia is not here this evening, and Patricia's a real shy person, but both Patricia and Jacques, obviously, as you can tell, speak very good English, and your fellowship with them can be without restraint. You don't have to look for an interpreter or anything else like that. Let me see if there's anything else I wanted to ask you. Just give me a kind of a closing thought as to what do you think spiritually are the advantages of the effort of traveling. It's an effort. And what first comes to mind as far as spiritual advantage of traveling so far?
I think that the most important thing is that in each country we realize that we are not alone in the truth, and that in other countries there are also brethren, and that we have to cooperate.
Good. Thank you. We're very happy to have you here. And if you have any trouble with the French name Jacques, what's the translation?
The Bible translation? James.
James. So this is our brother James, if visiting us. But I think you can handle Jacques. I'd like to hear you say Jacques, just to practice the French. Pas mal, merci. Also part of our French delegation. I'm going to kind of do it in language groups. Is someone that we've known for a long time, and this is definitely not her first general convention. How are you? Tell us your name.
Schoenberg Marguerite.
So this is our friend Marguerite, Sister Marguerite. And what area of France are you from?
The same. We are not far away. 15 kilometers.
So
from Mulhouse to Staffelfelden or Bolvillers.
So there are some small ecclesias in that area of southern Alsace, and Sister Margaret is in one of them. How many general conventions have you attended?
Here?
Yes.
This is the 13th.
13th. Now, this is one of my points, if I may make a few points tonight. I wonder if everybody has fellowshipped with Sister Margaret. She's been here for 13 years, and I know that a lot of you have, but maybe there's one or two who maybe didn't think she spoke English or whatever. I think we have shown. Where did you study English?
Nowhere.
They are so much smarter than we are when it comes to learning languages. It just comes to them naturally.
I began to read the book of Father Russell, Almost Holy Faith, with the dictionary. So I learned. I had a beginning, but so I learned the English truth through the book.
And your family is in, you have some family members also in the truth?
Yes, my father had the truth in 1904. And a few years later, he married, and my parents consecrated both at that time.
And your sister?
My sister is younger than I.
And she's in the truth?
Two, yes.
So, I have the greatest respect for these brethren who have learned our language, taking the Most Holy Faith, going word by word in the dictionary. Isn't that incredible? If you would like to learn French, there are French booklets. French dictionaries are available. I think it's a compliment and it's an honor that we have these visitors. Because you usually don't visit somebody unless you like them. So they have come here, they've shown us that they like us, and especially with someone like Margaret, she's come back, and it's a special honor to have you. So we want to encourage you to fellowship with Margaret, and I have a scheme later that I'm going to present that will guarantee that you fellowship with absolutely all of them. Give us a farewell salutation en français, s'il vous plaît.
Pour qui? Pour nos frères et sœurs?
Ah, bon. God bless you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Nice to be here. She forgot how to speak French.
C'est un plaisir pour moi d'être ici avec vous tous, et notre prière est que le Seigneur vous bénisse tous.
Merci beaucoup.
I want to add something. You know that I have the French Down office,
yes.
And the brethren wanted me to add a computer, and Jacques, Brother Jacques, came with me to buy it, and he put it on the right place.
So he is your computer consultant.
Yes.
See, that's why he's friends with Michael Nakora. Thank you, Margaret. Margaret said in French that she's very happy to be here again and that she prays that the Lord would bless all of us. Now, let's go real close across the border to our friends from Germany. Samuel, let me speak with you first. This is Samuel Stotler. From where in Germany?
From Frankenthal. That's near south of Frankfurt.
So it's central? Central south? South central?
It's in the southwest, the area of Mannheim, Heidelberg.
And how did the arrangements work that you came to this convention?
Well, Rudy's brother Wilmer was invited last year at the International Convention to visit America, and he needed a translator, interpreter, and he asked me to visit with him in the States as his translator.
Okay, now I have some questions for Brother Brunner. Where does Brother Brunner live?
Brother Brunner, wo lebst du?
Ich lebe in Neunkirchen am Sand, das ist bei Nürnberg, und zwar in Bayern, zwischen Nürnberg und München.
So, let me guess what he said. I heard some words that I recognized.
Okay.
I heard Nuremberg, and I heard Bayern, which is Bavaria, mm-hmm. And I heard Munich. Mm-hmm. So I assume he lives somewhere in southeastern Germany.
That's right.
Now, the only reason I did that is to show you how easy it is to understand the German. I'd like to know something about the ecclesia that he meets with.
Bruder Tim möchte etwas und die Geschwister möchten etwas über die Versammlung in Lauf erfahren.
Nun, es war so, dass 1950 ist die Versammlung in ganz Deutschland, verschiedene Versammlungen gegründet worden nach dem Krieg.
After the war in Germany had been meetings had founded after the war.
World War II?
To World War II, yes. Etwas über deine Heimatversammlung.
Ja. Deutschland war ja nach dem Krieg in zwei Teile geteilt und die Geschwister, die haben sich aus allen einzelnen Ländern wiederum zusammengefunden und haben sich dann auch tatsächlich wiedergefunden, waren froh darüber, dass sie sich gefunden haben und haben Versammlungen in allen einzelnen Orten gegründet.
He said that they found different meetings, different classes, different ecclesias in different places. Aber er möchte etwas Besonderes über die Versammlung Lauf erfahren.
Ja. Nun, die Versammlung in Lauf ist auch in dieser Zeit 1950 gegründet worden. Wir studieren die Heilige Schrift und bedienen uns dabei der sechs Bände von Bruder Russell und der alten Wachtürme.
And this time also the Ecclesia of Lauf had been founded and they are studying the Bible by the volumes of Pastor Russell and also the old watchtowers.
Okay, what is Brother Berner's first name?
Was ist sein Vorname, Bruder Fritz?
Mein Vorname ist Fritz.
Fritz. Okay. Some of you may find Fritz easier than Brunner. It's okay, either one. And then in German you say Bruder? How do you say brother?
Bruder.
Bruder. Bruder Fritz. I'd like to hear you practice that. And I think welcome is what?
Willkommen.
Willkommen. So let's say welcome, Brother Fritz. Now, I have noticed that the different countries greet each other differently. And sometimes it's a handshake, sometimes it's one kiss, sometimes it's two kisses, sometimes it's three kisses. I want the official greeting of German brethren.
Well, we greet our brethren by a kiss and a handshake.
How many kisses?
One kiss, usually.
One.
But if you love someone very much, we can give more kisses. It's no.
I'm going to talk about you and Anique later, so I don't want to get into that just at the moment. So if I were to greet Brother Bruder Fritz, for tell him I haven't seen him for a while and I want a typical German greeting.
So wir tun also, als ob du, ob ihr euch nicht lange nicht gesehen habt und jetzt möchte er einen typischen deutschen Gruß haben. Bitte schön.
I'll practice that with Sister Brunner also. Well, I'm having such a good time that I'm running short of time. So let me talk with Sister Brunner. It's very nice to have you.
Es ist sehr schön, dich hier zu haben.
Tell us your first name.
Her first name is Regine.
I want to ask her though. Oh. You're just a translator.
So, wie ist dein Vorname?
Regina.
Regina.
Yeah.
And how do you say sister in what are we in here? We're in German.
Schwester.
Schwester. Schwester. Regina.
Yeah.
So let's say welcome, willkommen, Schwester Regina. Ready? And she says back, Dankeschön. How did she come into the truth?
Wie kamst du in die Wahrheit?
Durch meinen Mann.
Through her husband.
Yeah, see, roughly translated, that was through her man. Did you hear that? Yeah. Okay. And how long ago was that?
Wie lange war das her?
Das ist jetzt 37 Jahre her.
It's 37 years ago.
37. I was going to translate for him, but you understood what he said. Can she tell us a little bit of what they're studying in their class?
Welche Themen behandelt ihr denn in euren Studien im Lauf?
Momentan den Römerbrief. Wir sind bei Kapitel 14 und vorher hatten wir das Johannesevangelium.
Johannes, did you hear that?
So they are now studying the letter of the Romans and before they have the Gospel of John.
Okay, and how many are in the class?
Wie viele gibt es bei euch? Wie viele
Geschwister? Wir sind nur noch acht.
There are now only eight.
And where is there, do they have a, what are the conventions? What are the main conventions of the year?
Maybe I ask Brother Hurley.
Gibt es über das Jahr Hauptversammlungen?
Wir hatten früher in München, in Nürnberg und in Hersfeld und auch in Dortmund Hauptversammlungen.
We had in former times conventions in Munich, Nürnberg, Dortmund and Bad Hersfeld.
Many of the Americans have been to Bad Hersfeld. When is that convention?
What time?
Welche Zeit ist diese, um welche Zeit ist diese Versammlung?
Die Hauptversammlung in Bad Hersfeld ist seit 25 Jahren dort, und zwar an Pfingsten.
Since 25 years, the convention is at Pentecost.
Okay. Pentecost is beginning of June, usually. We're very happy to have them here. And we're going to practice our German. And we have to learn a few things like Guten Tag, good morning, is that right, or good day?
Good day.
And what other words would you recommend that we learn right off?
Good morning, Guten Morgen, good day, Guten Tag.
And thank you.
Danke, thank you.
God bless you.
Gott segne dich, God bless you. Gott segne dich.
Gott segne dich. Okay, we're going to practice that this week. Now, how many here speak a little bit of German? Raise your hand higher. Okay, now as a matter of fact, I want you to stand up because I'm having trouble spotting you. Stand up if you speak a little bit of German. Okay, now they're surprised. Now stay up there, and Margie's got her hand up in the back. Now, if you want to speak, Anik, shouldn't you be standing? Yes, you speak a little bit of German. And I should be sitting. If you want to communicate with the Bruners, Jock, stand up. You have to locate, now this will be fun with Brother Grudzin, because then you'll have to get one to go from Polish to whatever the language is. But if you know Polish, that's good. So there's 15 or so. 10. Margaret, you speak German? Stand. Right. These are your translators to speak with Fritz and Regina, Brother Fritz and Sister Regina. Okay, you got that blazoned in your mind? Any one of these brethren will help you communicate with them. Okay, thank you. Yes.
Add something I should not forget. We are very thankful to the Lord when the brethren send brethren over to Europe. It is very encouraging for us and also for the Polish brethren.
Okay, thank you very much. Your hospitality is just outstanding, and I know that everyone that has ever visited from this country has had a great blessing. Thank you for saying that. We want to welcome you very much, and we're happy to have you, and we're honored to have you as our guests. I have to speak with Samuel and Anik a little bit. I want to figure out how Anik got in on this trip. Samuel, have you been to the States before?
Yes, at 1933.
1933?
Pardon me.
1983. And she didn't realize that she'd married such an old man. That was a lead-in, Samuel. Where did you visit in 1983?
We visited in several places over the States. We began in Newark when we arrived at the airport.
I wasn't too interested in Newark.
No, we continued to Chicago.
I wasn't too interested in Chicago.
Oh, yes. Let me consider. There was a place named Portland. Okay. I think it's in Oregon.
Rumor has it that you met Anik in Portland. Is that true?
Well, I think so, yes.
Yes, it's true.
You were there that year?
Exactly in that year.
So you've probably heard a lot of things about the Portland Convention, but you didn't realize we did this kind of thing also, did you? This is not the only international marriage that we have arranged.
Well, I'm surprised to hear that. You don't know that it was the case in Portland to marry brethren from abroad.
Yes, I'll tell you about another case, but you're in the spotlight right now. So where is your former home?
France.
What part?
Northern part of France.
And who did you meet with?
With the class of Brother Pilanski, Felix.
Okay, and the meetings are in Polish or French?
No, they're in French mainly. Every two months, we have a French-Polish meeting, and also the convention, of course, Polish and French is spoken.
And you've traveled here several times, haven't you,
to the States?
Twice.
Is this your second trip?
It's my second trip, yes.
Okay. And how is your mother?
Fine, and she sends the greetings to all the brethren she has already met.
Thank you. So it's nice to have you. And again, because of their incredible skills in English, you must feel free to fellowship with probably the most recently married couple at the convention. So it's nice to have you here, and we appreciate the service that you're doing for the Bruners and allowing us and helping us communicate with them. Another international convention marriage that Portland kind of arranged had to do with Giselle and David Whitbrot, but that'll be the topic of another special program. My time is moving too quickly but that's because I'm talking so much. I would like to speak with the Jakubowskis, Prussia. We're moving on to Poland. The Jakubowskis are better known as Renata's parents in this country. So Renata, you are my translator. To all the Polish, I would like to say that we're very, again, honored to have them as our visitors.
Do wszystkich braci polskich, on chce powiedzieć, że jest to duży przywilej, że przyjechaliście tutaj odwiedzić to państwo.
I would like to ask your dad what area of Poland he comes from and what is the size of the ecclesia there.
On chciałby się dowiedzieć, skąd tatuś pochodzi, z jakiego miasta i jakie duże jest gromadzenie u nas.
Obecnie pochodzę z miasta Jasła.
Jasło.
Jasło. Tam jest zgromadzenie, wszystkich nas jest 18 osób.
I'm coming from the city of Jasło and there is about 18 of us in my class.
And I know your father is an elder. Are there other elders there?
On pyta się, czy są jeszcze inni starsi w zborze, czy tylko tatuś.
Jest jeszcze jeden brat, który ma 87 lat. Służy nam jeszcze wykładami. A i bardzo ładne ma wykłady jeszcze. Drugi ma 82 lata. I ja jestem trzeci.
There are three elders. One is 87 years old and gives really good discourses still. And one is 83 years old and then my dad.
How old is your dad?
Ile lat ma tatuś?
Ja? O, mężczyźni mogą mówić, kobiety nie.
So the men can tell how old they are, but women can't.
62.
Well, he's obviously the youngest elder in his class.
Najmłodszy, starszy.
Tak.
I najmłodszy w rodzinie.
Oho, no nie.
The youngest in the family, too.
I enjoyed very much his testimony at Portland when he told a little bit about his coming into the truth and his father coming into the truth. And I would like him to recount that again as to how he came in and was it the family and... Can you do that, please?
Zebranie tatusia, jak tatuś mówił o tym, jak przyszedł do prawdy i o tym, jak dziadziu przyszedł do prawdy i on chciałby, żeby tatuś to powtórzył.
Więc najpierw do prawdy przyszła najstarsza siostra, która mieszkała od nas 8 mil.
First to the truth came my oldest sister. She lived 8 miles away from us.
Następnie pojechała do niej na naukę szycia, bo tamta była krawcowa, najmłodsza siostra, która miała 14 lat.
And then my youngest sister, who was 14 years old, went to visit her to learn how to sew.
I będąc tam 6 miesięcy, słyszała od niej dużo o prawdzie.
And so she stayed with her for 6 months and she learned a lot about the truth.
Także przyjechała do domu, nie chciała już iść do kościoła, nie chciała już wierzyć tak, jak myśmy wierzyli, cała rodzina.
So when she came back home, she did not want to believe like the whole family believed, they were Catholic, and she did not want to attend church anymore.
Gdy poszła do kościoła, bo ojciec ją zmusił, mieszkaliśmy pół kilometra od kościoła,
they lived very close to the church, and so the father forced her to go to church.
To gdy było podniesienie, wszyscy klękali, bili się w piersi, to ona stała.
When everyone was standing up or kneeling down, when everyone was kneeling down, she was standing up, she wouldn't participate.
This is his youngest sister, when they would force her to go to the church.
Więc ojciec już więcej ją do kościoła nie wysyłał, żeby wstydu nie przynosiła.
So the father didn't force her to go to the church anymore because it would bring shame to him.
I zabronił jej czytać Pisma Świętego i chodzić na zebrania.
So he told her she cannot read the Bible anymore and she cannot attend any meetings.
Zbór był od nas 10 kilometrów i pewnego i pewnej niedzieli ona po kryjomu poszła na zebranie.
The meeting was about 10 kilometers away, and so she went by herself to the meeting and didn't tell the family about it.
A gdy wróciła, ojciec sobie przygotował taki sznur od żelazka.
When she came back, the father already prepared a rope, really strong one for her.
I gdy się rozebrała do spania, wtedy ją zaczął bić.
And when she undressed to go to bed, he started hitting her so hard.
Ona z początku nawet nie płakała, ale ją ojciec bardzo bił i zaczęła płakać.
From the beginning she didn't cry, but later she couldn't take it anymore, so she started to cry.
Przepraszam, ale Polacy są płaksili.
Sorry, but the Polish people cry a lot.
Ja potem stanąłem jej w obronie, ja też dostałem.
He tried to stay on her side, so the father would stop beating her up, so he got beaten too for it.
Ojciec jej zapowiedział, że jeżeli chce tak wierzyć, to musi z domu iść.
The father said if she wants to believe that way, she has to leave the house.
I ona poszła.
And so she left.
I przyjęli ją bracia, gdzie u nich była 2 tygodnie.
The brethren took her in and she stayed with them for 2 weeks.
Ale matka uprosiła ojca, żeby wróciła z powrotem.
But the mother asked the father and tried to convince him that it's their daughter, she should come back home.
Wróciła do domu i wspólnie z nim zaczęliśmy czytać Pismo Święte i poświęciliśmy się za rok czasu.
So when she came after that, two of my sisters-in-law were interested in the truth, and then after them, two of his brothers, and they also were immersed.
Za rok czasu znamowe księdza, byśmy się o tym dowiedzieli, napadli pewni ludzie na mojego brata z rodziną.
One year after that, the priest told the people to go and do something bad for the family, so they went to his brother's house.
Trochę strzelali i potem kazali się im położyć na podłodze i takimi grubymi kijami bardzo ich pobili.
They had guns and they were shooting, but they didn't hurt anyone. But then they told everyone to lay down on the floor and they really beat them up.
I pytali się o mnie, bo mnie mieli za biskupa.
And then they were asking about my father because they thought that he was a bishop.
Za dwa tygodnie otoczyli nas dom wieczorem.
Then 2 weeks later, they surrounded the house.
Pięciu mężczyzn z pistoletami maszynowymi.
Five men with the machine guns.
Stanęli pod oknami i pod drzwiami.
They stood under the windows and by the door.
Lecz trudno było im otworzyć drzwi, a ja za ten czas w tym oknie, gdzie nikogo nie było, tak się boska opatrzność była, że ja otworzyłem, wyskoczyłem i mnie nie złapali.
I felt that the Lord was with me because under one window there was no one, and so in the meantime I opened the window and I was able to escape.
Ale wyszli potem do mieszkania i całą rodzinę bardzo zbili, a najbardziej ojca.
And they came into the house and they beat up the whole family, but especially the father.
Ja potem narobiłem krzyku i oni uciekli.
Then he was shouting when he was in the village and so they disappeared.
Za rok czasu urządziliśmy w naszej miejscowości konwencję.
1 year later we had a convention in our city.
I znamowy księdza znowu był urządzony napad, gdy wszyscy bracia i siostry spali.
And again, because the priest told the people to do so, the people came and while doing the convention and tried to beat up some people.
I wtedy zabili 3 osoby, ojca tego brata Grudnia, który był przewodniczącym naszego zrzeszenia, i 2 siostry, a 10 osób ciężko ranili.
They had machine guns, so they killed 3 people, and one of the brothers that was killed was Brother Grudzin's father, who is here, and 2 other sisters, and 10 of their brethren were wounded at that convention.
Potem ich złapali, ale za parę lat dopiero, i osądzili. Oni mieli na sumieniu bardzo dużo morderstw.
Then later, a few years after that, the police caught those people and they had killed already many people by that time.
A jeszcze miałem taką przygodę, że też raz mnie gonili, dużo za mną strzelali, ale nie trafili mnie.
He had many experiences. One time they were running after him also and tried to kill him and were shooting many times, but the Lord was with him, so they did not kill him.
Thank you very much. This is the tip of the iceberg, and we hope that we are whetting your appetite for more fellowship. Now, how many of you speak Polish? I want you to stand again because we need the visual impact. How many speak Polish, please? Stand up. Now there's a row right here. I heard you laughing at the jokes. You certainly... Okay, so these are your translators. Again, if you need to speak to anyone, there are some bilingual Poles here also. Eva, Jacques, Anya, Grace, Ella, they can help you translate. So... we hope you're starting to get a flavor for some of the experiences that our Polish brethren have experienced in the last 30, 40 years. Now, just a couple of quick questions for your mother. Is this your first visit to the States?
Nie, to jest trzecia wizyta moja.
This is my third time that I came to the United States.
I don't have a question, but I want to thank her. We want to thank you for sharing your daughter with us.
Chcę podziękować za podzielenie się ze mną.
We appreciate that, and I noticed that you are speaking English since you arrived.
Zauważyłam, że mamusia lepiej po angielsku mówi, odkąd przyjechała. Oh, you sure? Co ja umiem mówić, tak? Po angielsku? Good morning. I eat, sleep.
What kind of time are you having at the convention?
Bardzo dobrze. Po angielsku. Jak, very good.
Thank you very much. You can see that they're trying to learn our language, so it's up to us to try to learn some of their language. I won't start teaching you Polish, though. Okay, thank you very much. I would like to have Brother Adam. Anya, stand. You can stand. I would like the Brother Adam to give us his name and what class is he from.
Z jakiego jest Brother Adam?
Jestem, nazywam się Adam Kozak, z Polski oczywiście. Jestem ze zboru w Olsztynie. To jest na północy Polski.
Turn around here so that maybe more can see you, especially the camera. So, Adam Kozak, and what part of Poland?
North part of Poland, Olsztyn.
Northwest, northeast?
Northwest.
Northwest. Aha, see, he understands. You'd be very careful.
No.
So, I think Brother Adam is an elder in his equite?
Tak.
Yeah. Yes, tak, yes. And can he tell us a little bit about his ecclesia?
Troszkę zboże, proszę powiedzieć.
Nasz zbór składa się z 18 osób poświęconych.
18 consecrated in my class.
Tak. I drugie tyle jest zainteresowanych łącznie z dziećmi i młodzieżą.
And about the same number of young people interested in the truth.
Większość członków zboru mieszka poza miastem Olsztynem.
Most
i dojeżdża
of them
do
live outside the city and they come.
Na północy Polski mało jest braci. Do naszego zboru przyjeżdżają nawet z 90 kilometrów do Olsztyna.
And sometimes they travel about 90 kilometers to get there.
No nie wiem, co więcej bym mógł powiedzieć. Może pytanie jakieś.
Co świadectwo badają?
Mam w ostatnich latach doznaliśmy wiele błogosławieństwa studiując Księgi Pisma Świętego. Księgę Daniela.
We received a lot of blessings recently studying the books from the Bible. We did Daniel.
Oczywiście przy użyciu podręczników.
And of course we used the volumes.
Przestudiowaliśmy, nie wiem czy wszystkie wymienię, Księgę Daniela, pierwszą Księgę Mojżeszową, z Nowego Testamentu, trzy Ewangelie, Mateusza, Marka, Jana.
Well, we studied.
Sounds like they study a lot.
Exodus, the Gospel according to John and Matthew.
Does he remember the title of his last two discourses?
Czy pamięta brat tytuły swoich dwóch ostatnich wykładów?
Moje dwa wykłady. Tak, pamiętam.
Yes, I do remember.
No, I don't want him to give them just the titles.
Bez wykładów, tylko tytuły same.
Same tytuły. Jeden z wykładów o społeczności. Powtórzyłem, powiem.
Fellowshipping was one of them.
I następny wykład o modlitwie.
The other prayer.
So, very good. We're definitely fellowshipping tonight. Thank you. Again, Brother Adam obviously understands some English, but you may need a translator to get into good fellowship with him. First visit to the States?
To jest moja pierwsza obecność tutaj za oceanem.
Yes, this is my first visit, first time over the ocean.
Okay, we hope that it's not his last.
Ja również i bardzo się cieszę, że tutaj jest.
So do I, and I'm very glad to be here.
Thank you. Good evening. where did you learn such good English?
In Poland.
You must have a is it your skill, or did you have a very good teacher?
Yes, I have a good teacher.
Where have you visited in the States so far on this trip?
This is my second visit in the USA. I was in the USA in Portland convention, and next I was in Los Angeles.
Michael, you can clap.
And in Canada, in Vernon convention.
Brother Furnett?
And now I am here.
And in between, you got to Chicago, you got to Detroit, Seattle.
Yes.
And I think you had a good time everywhere.
Yes.
Right? Oh, we have to be careful. There's a brother in here from Florida also. The first trip, they went through Miami too. That was how many years ago?
This is 6 years before.
Good. Can you tell us a little bit about the size of your family, the ones in the truth, and tell us your family history in the truth?
Ojciec mój,
my father,
poznał prawdę,
came to the truth,
kiedy miał 24
when he was 24 years old.
Złożyło się na to doświadczenia jego życia.
He had few experiences which led him into this.
Kiedy miał 16 lat,
when he was 16,
stracił oboje rodziców.
He lost both his parents.
Był najstarszym dzieckiem w rodzinie.
He was the oldest child in the family.
I cała rodzina była na jego
utrzymaniu. He had to provide for the whole family.
I to skłoniło go do szukania prawdy.
And this prompted him to search for the truth.
Ja już poznałem prawdę od rodziców.
I got the truth from my parents.
Miałem trzech braci.
I had three brothers.
Wszyscy byli poświęceni.
They all were consecrated.
Jeden już nie żyje.
One of them passed away.
Drugi brat jest w Australii.
My second brother is in Australia.
A jeden brat jest w Polsce.
And one lives
I
in
tego
Poland.
Wielu tutaj z braci
and many of you know this brother.
Bo to jest Henryk.
His name is Henry.
Then we heard from Brother Jakubowski about your father's death.
Tak.
What year was that?
Kiedy to było?
To było w 1949 roku.
1949.
Ja miałem wtedy 23
and
lata.
And I was 23 at that time.
What are the conditions like now?
Myślę, że warunki w Polsce
znacznie
różnią się od warunków
are
amerykańskich.
Much different from your conditions.
Ale wprawdzie cieszymy się bardzo.
But we rejoice in the truth.
Are you able to speak about the truth?
Możecie mówić o prawdzie.
Workers and neighbors.
Możemy mówić o prawdzie, możemy głosić.
Yes, we can preach the gospel.
Prawdę i robimy to.
And we do it.
Robimy to przede wszystkim wyświetlając
we
dla tej
do it
przyczyny.
Using for this cause.
Robimy także wykłady dla
and
publiczności.
We have also discourses, public discourses.
Najczęściej wykorzystujemy pogrzeby
we
jako,
often we use funerals
jako dobre dobrą okazję do głoszenia Ewangelii.
Tell us about your studies, your class.
Badamy list do Rzymian.
We study Romans.
Badamy drugi tom.
And the second volume.
I badamy także proroctwo Izajasza.
And also Isaiah.
Okay, let me now ask your mother some questions. Mamusia. How is your trip? How are you doing on your trip?
It's very nice.
It sounds like you also had a very good teacher of English.
My teacher is my daughter, my beloved.
Do you have more family? Is your whole family here?
No.
Who's not here?
My daughter and my
Kogo tutaj nie ma?
Who's at home?
Synów.
Two sons.
Two sons.
Okay. Dariusz.
Dariusz i Zbyszek.
And Zbyszek. How about your family? In the truth?
Rodzice moje poświęcili się w 1935 roku.
Are they still alive?
Żyje tylko matka.
Only my mother is alive.
Tatuś umarł w 80
roku. My father died in 81.
And how about other family members in the truth?
Wprawdzie jesteśmy wszyscy.
We are all in the truth.
Who's we?
Mój brat,
my
siostra,
brother,
żona brata, mąż siostry,
my sister's husband as well.
Dwoje dzieci, siostry są już poświęcone, Ewa i Rafał Niemczyk.
Children of my sisters are also in the truth.
Okay, the children of your sisters. I know the children of your sister. I know one of them very well.
Tak, Ewa tutaj.
Yes, Ewa, come here. See, we'll do this in family groups, then maybe you keep it together. So, this is Anya's cousin.
Yes,
true. That's true.
And where did you learn your English?
I learned it in school in Poland because I study English.
Ah, so that's your major.
Yes.
Good. Tell us about your family. Who's in your family and who's in the truth?
My whole family is in the truth. My parents and my brother, we consecrated, me and my brother, last year.
What convention? Was it at a convention?
Yes, I consecrated at Andruchów convention, and my brother consecrated just after Willingen.
Ah, Willingen. So you've been there?
Yes, we did.
International convention. Good. And tell us your parents' names so we have some more names to remember.
My mother's name is Mary, and my father's name is Boniface. Difficult.
Boniface, we would say. And your brother is?
Rafael.
And is this your first trip to the States?
It is.
And where have you been?
I arrived to New York, then to Chicago, then to Portland, and then to Los Angeles, and together with brother Mike and sister Nanette, we had great time because we traveled across the country.
So you were camping across the country with the McCoys?
Yes, and we had great time, really.
Is it true that they're going to do this every year and that any one of us who wants to go just goes and signs up?
Yes, of course.
Excellent. We're very happy that you made the trip, and we will see you again, Lord willing, at either International or Poland, or we hope you come see us again. And give our greetings to your parents.
Thank you, and my parents. My parents also send you their very warm Christian greetings.
Thank you. Christoph. Chris.
Not too much left.
He says there's not too much left about Poland. Tell us your name.
I'm in Polish or in English?
English.
In English, it's Christoph. Some say Chris, and some say Christopher.
And where are you from?
I'm from Poland, from Warsaw.
Warsaw. And what is the what kind of class is there?
Mm-hmm.
What size?
My class consists of about 60 persons.
60?
Yes.
That's a big class.
At the most.
At the most.
Yes. About the memorial time.
Okay, it's the same here. That would be our peak attendance. And who are your elders?
We have three elders altogether. Two brethren whose names are Paul and myself.
And yourself. Are you done with school? Are you finished with your schooling?
No, I have just begun a new school I'm studying.
And what subject?
My major is English, too.
English. Wow. Well, I'm not surprised because you do very well. What will you do with your degree?
When I am finished with my school. Well, I think I have some perspectives as far as the work of teachers or guides or translators go.
Perhaps you can bring Polish groups to the United States for trips.
Well, why not?
What can you tell us about the general organization of the Brethren in Poland? It's a little different than here. There's more structure, isn't there, as far as the committee and the ecclesias there? Can you tell us briefly about that?
Yes. I think the reason for the thing is that the whole requirement on the part of the government is such that we should be organized more strictly. So we have a committee which is responsible, which is said to be responsible in the eyes of the government. And this is why it plays a role of some center. In fact, we are trying to make the center, the committee, a kind of representative only, and not imposing the will of the committee on the classes. And the classes are independent, and they cooperate.
So the ecclesia arrangement is the same, but because the government wants some central place to contact as far as... So this committee handles the international convention, travel arrangements, etc. And then
it gives an account each year how many members there are in the whole association and, some other accounts.
I see. So there's a little more control over the actual numbers of the brethren, etc. The government seems to know more what's going on than, say, in our case. But yet you're still free to meet, study what you want, and even publish, right? Don't you?
Yes, that's right. We've just, as all brethren in Poland, and particularly the brethren in Białystok, which is in the east, northeast part of Poland, they have just set up a new printing machine, I guess with the help of the brethren from America or from somewhere abroad. And they have just begun printing new booklets.
So that's wonderful. They're actually printing booklets and publishing them. How did you come into the truth?
Well, my parents are in the truth, and I was raised in the truth. So this is my way to the truth.
Okay, thank you. Your English is outstanding, and so how would you recommend that we improve our Polish? How? How to give us some advice? You are about to be an English professor, so...
Just want it.
We have to want it? To desire.
Yes, to desire.
Okay, well, the more of you that come to visit us, the more our desire grows. So thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Now, who's left from Poland? We have a couple. I'll just introduce them because we're getting close. Grace and Ella. They're related. Just stand up and wave to everybody. That's Grace and Ella in the blue. So make sure they're part of your fellowship. One of the larger Polish cities, Chicago. Is that right? Where's Grace from? Chicago. Okay. We gave them visas to go to Portland, but they haven't taken that up. Now, who have I missed in the Polish contingent yet? Okay, so I think we've covered the Polish. Now, I want to say briefly hello to Marion and Jesse. Marion Robinson, what is your home ecclesia?
Hitchin. It's about 30 miles from London.
30 miles north?
North.
North of London. And, you know, to be perfectly honest, we're used to seeing you with someone else.
Yes, I'm afraid so. Since 2 years ago. He was here 3 years ago.
Yes, we enjoyed him very much.
Yes, he enjoyed it very much too.
And we know that you miss him, but rejoice in the hope.
We rejoice in the fact that he's now with the Lord.
And then his brother died, what, almost at the same time?
No, his brother died in the October. His sister died Christmas Day, and Bob died in March.
Okay, so there were some real losses in the family.
Yeah.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you again. It's so nice to see you.
It's a pleasure to be here. We're one of the family.
Thank you. How are you doing understanding our American English?
Not very difficult.
No. Well, you're so gracious. Sister Jessie Norman, how many times have you been here before?
This is my second visit to Albion, but I have been in America 3 times. I came over first with Sister Fanny Stinson. and we were at the Dawn for about 5 months, I believe. This was 16 years ago.
So this is your first visit in 16 years?
No.
Or you were at Albion in between?
Yes, I was over with Sister Marion and Bob Robinson. That's a few years ago.
Okay, you know, also in your case, those of us who have seen you before are used to seeing you with someone also. And there's a kind of a friend missing when we see you.
Yes, very much so. Dear Sister Evelyn Lewis, yes, we became friends 50 years ago. And so we have 50 years of wonderful fellowship in the truth. And we were immersed together in 1937 with Sister Audrey Johnson. She was very young at the time, about 14 years old, I think. Yes.
Well, we're so happy to see you here and to have you. And we're glad that you speak our language. It makes it a little easier. And is there anyone else that I said I was going to talk to that I haven't talked to? I had some slides. I'm not sure that... Brother Boomer, does this look familiar? Yes, this is one of the beautiful castles down in the Bavarian part of Germany where the Boomers are from. Can you recognize that at all? It's not a very clear picture. How about that? You can't see it. It's the hotel. This is the German General Convention. And it's still in the same place. So keep in mind, if you want to travel to Germany in the beginning of June, they have a very nice convention in one of the old cities, Bad Hersfeld. That means baths. I had pictures of some of the German brethren. Brother Schultz, one of the elders from Germany, difficult to see. Okay, that sister in the middle is from Eastern Germany. And the government allows the older brethren to pass quite freely from east to west. So one of the great services that the German brethren perform in West Germany is to go in and visit the brethren that are trapped, so to speak, behind the Iron Curtain in Eastern Germany. It might be something that you could fellowship with Brother Brunner about. Oh, that's one of my favorite pictures. I don't know if you can see it. That's Fritz. That was his summer home there. These are... Asia. In other words, when the friends from overseas are in Los Angeles, the Los Angeles brethren make sure that they're well taken care of and someone is kind of watching out for them all the time. Same is true in all the other cities that they've been. One of the problems with the General Convention is we have no host. We're all the host, and in some respects it kind of breaks down, possibly that no one feels directly responsible. So I have a suggestion for remedying that. And what I would like to do is, and this is a suggestion, I'll give it to you, you can do it or not. I'm going to divide the country up. If you can imagine, this is pretty ambitious. But I'm going to divide the country up into four sections. And I'm going to assign each section a day to be the host for one of the four language groups that is here. For an example, the brethren in the Northeast tomorrow are responsible for being the hosts to our Polish visitors. That means the brethren from the Northeast should eat with them, should sit with them, fellowship with them, and make sure that their every need is taken care of. They should surround them and wrap them in your arms and make it a blessed day for them. Then on Monday, the Midwest will take over the Polish, and the Northeast will move on to the English. Now you should have fun, because there's only two of them here. So, let me tell you what I mean by Northeast. Northeast is everything to the north and east of Mike Balco. Where's Mike Balco? Okay, well, Mike Balco lives in the corner of Pennsylvania. So everything from the north and east of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Connecticut, New York State, you're the Northeast. And Vermont, oh yes. No, that's Vermont. Now, the Midwest, I am defining as, can I see the hands of the people from the Northeast? Okay, that's good. Now you may want to take out your pencils and papers so I can give you an assignment. Jot this on your programs. I'm defining the Midwest group as only Michigan and Ohio. Can I see the hands from Michigan and Ohio? Yeah, that's about right. That's another 25%. Then the South is everything south of the Mason-Dixon line from the East Coast all the way to San Francisco. So all of you from New Mexico and Oklahoma and Texas, you're in the South. Now, from the South, that means from George Eldridge all the way over to Michael Nakora. You're the Southern group. And the Northwest is everything from Milwaukee out to Seattle. To Alaska. I appreciate that. That's right. We've got somebody here. Okay, so the Northeast group. On Sunday, you're responsible for the Polish. On Monday, the English. On Tuesday, the Germans. And on Wednesday, the French. I'm going to post this up on the bulletin board. The Midwest, Mideast, Sunday the French, Monday the Polish, Tuesday the English, and Wednesday the German. The South. Sunday the German, that's tomorrow. Everybody from the South, raise your hands. Okay, now you're responsible for the Germans tomorrow. On Monday you move to the French, Tuesday the Polish, and Wednesday the English. And listen, keep straight how many kisses you have to give each one of these groups. And then the Northwest, tomorrow is the English. Don't fight over them, just the two of them there. Then Monday the German, Tuesday the French, and Wednesday the Polish. You know, you can tell that by looking at them, they're a very lovable group. Remember, that was the intent. Blessed be the tie that binds. In some respects, it's easier to love our brethren from overseas than it is to love the brethren that are living next to us all the time. But it's good practice. Don't hesitate. Go ahead, love these brethren from overseas. Express your love. If you can't do it verbally, put your arms around them. Express it and use that as training and practice to then transfer those same skills of love and friendship to the ones closer to home and maybe to the ones that we have, because we know them too well, have a problem getting close to. So see this not only as an exercise in getting to know these brethren, but as an exercise in developing some skills in love and friendship. Again, we want to welcome all of them. We're very honored that they have come, and we appreciate their service to the Lord. We appreciate their wanting to come here, and God bless you all, and thank you. I wanted to close. I don't know if you can read the screen. Is it possible to put the lights out again? I'd like to do something that we did at the International Convention. And that is, I'd like you to sing the first verse of number 23. You might just be able to see it up there. And then we're going to...